Blah, blah.
I feel the liftoff. The clock has started. Roger.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, Kyle, I'm so glad we're back.
I'm so glad that we are back as well. It is a Tuesday, May 10th, 2016. We're usually live Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I think we should just throw that into the garbage right now. Here it comes.
How about this?
We're
live
into the garbage.
3 days a week.
Right into the garbage.
Yeah. That's where you burp.
We do try and be live, like you said, 3 days a week. Goodstuff.fm/live. Usually around this 7 a.m. time slot, we will tweet from a multitude of accounts letting you know that we are live. I recommend, though, that you follow GoodStuffFM on Twitter. That would be the place to go. It'll let you know when all of the Good Stuff broadcasting shows are live, and I feel like my nose is getting plugged up right now for some reason. I wonder why. I don't think I'm getting sick, but I could be, potentially.
Allergies.
How are you feeling? You were having a tough time getting into the sack last night because you had allergy issues.
Yeah, I can't lay down. I can't be lateral.
Let's get horizontal.
The sinus volcano was about to erupt.
Right, just like
let's just say it that way.
Mount St. Kenny's. Skinny.
Yeah, we're gonna get to that later.
Mount St. Kenny's.
No. So are we gonna explain that you were up north and how finally, and this is a plug for later in the week. Finally, Kyle was able to get me the maple bacon onion jam and the astronaut ice cream. So Kenny will now have something to try in our food segment.
Yes.
And Kyle gets to listen to the whole thing.
I'm incredibly excited. Yes.
Which was my joy last time.
Well, that's true. That is true. I'm just glad we could finally, swap faces together.
Yes, just super glad of course. About
that. Yeah.
Well, no, we didn't really swap faces.
No, we didn't.
You got my face.
Yes.
And then I got my face.
You got your face. You swapped faces
with
yourself.
That doesn't
make any sense. Well, have you ever seen face swap? No, wait, which one is that?
You know what it was? I think what happened was that it took my face onto your face, and then it thought, oh, hold on a second. That face is already on that face, so let's put on that face on that face.
Well, we look the same. That's the thing. I mean, we were born 2.5 years apart. But your face looks just like my face, even with a beard. It's just whenever I take a photo of myself, boom, beard's gone. I don't know what happened. It just
it's just me.
Yep. Yep. That's exactly what happened.
All right.
I do not recommend, however, face swapping with other family members because that was just not. No. Mm-mm.
It ruins family.
It kind of does. It'll tear them apart. It'll tear them apart. Speaking of tearing things apart, Kenny, I'm ready to move on to the headlines.
Okay, that's tearing
that
apart.
That didn't make any sense.
These are today's headlines.
Hey, Kyle, Mercury made a relatively rare move across the sun this weekend.
A thermometer or?
Mercury. No, the Mercury Villager.
Ah,
minivan.
Yes. Bop, bop. Here it comes.
The transit, yes, the transit of Mercury it got underway just after 7 a.m. on the East Coast, with the smallest planet appearing as a tiny black dot on the face of the sun. The transit lasted for a total of about 7.5 hours.
Woohoo!
The last time solar planetary ballet happened was in 2006. It will happen again 3 years from now, but then not again until 2032. So it's like this weird kind of sporadic rare occurrence. Mercury's transit occurs just 13 times per century on average. They're so rare because the innermost planet's orbit is inclined by about 7 degrees compared to that of Earth. So Mercury, the Sun, and our home planet just don't line up all that often.
Right, right. But it does go around the Sun every 88 days. But we don't align very frequently. That is the shortest year ever. That is true. It is very close to said sun.
So many people have so many birthdays on that planet.
Yeah, yeah. They just really old.
They're like 4,000 years old.
Like either dog years or Mercury years.
I think we should go by Mercury years from now on.
Me too.
Totally. All right, Kyle, moving on. Amazon is targeting YouTube with their new online posting service.
Point taken!
Amazon will let people post videos to its website and earn money from advertising, royalties, and other sources, putting the company in most direct competition with Google's YouTube.
Yeah.
Creators can choose how to get paid for the videos from Amazon, and this move helps Amazon boost selection without upfront costs. Now, there's not a lot of details out that this kind of just dropped this morning, I think, right?
6 a.m. We are on the heels of it here. Yes.
This day in history.
Well, that's today.
Yes, Amazon. Do we know what it's called? Oh, go ahead.
I think it's called Kenny has to go wipe his nose.
Amazon Direct, maybe? Potentially?
Honestly, BRB, Kyle.
Kindle Direct Publishing is what they use for the books. So we'll find out. I mean, it's like you mentioned, this just broke this morning. And I don't know if I can get on board with the idea that it helps boost Amazon's selection, because I don't want to see creator-created, you know, backyard productions, backyard baseball things right next to the Amazon original shows on my Amazon Prime video service. I hope that that is not the case, but we will see. We will see what happens.
The videos that people are going to upload for money are just people watching. It's like a point of view of people watching Amazon Prime Video.
Mm-hmm. That sounds terrible.
Right. Let's play Amazon YouTube. I don't know.
That's Mystery Science Theater 3000, whatever that show was called thing.
Hold on a second. That actually might not be so bad.
That sounds terrible to me.
All right. Well, Kyle, I'm going to move on. And did you hear that?
Speaking of terrible things.
Surprise.
Rumbles heard from Mount St. Helens. Is another major eruption coming? This was the news that Kyle alluded to earlier. Kyle,
yes, it is.
Mount St. Helens has been reminding researchers it is still an active volcano. More than 130 small tremors have been documented in the Mount St. Helens region in Washington, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Thousands of small quakes preceded the massive eruption on May 18th, 1980. So we're kind of coming up on that little anniversary that blew off nearly 1,000 feet of the mountain and spewed hot ash across the state, resulting in deaths, forest fires, and flooding. You really got the wrong sound effect on that one, Kyle.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Quote, there is absolutely no sign that it will erupt anytime soon, the USGS said in a statement. Quote, but the data we collect tells us that the volcano is still very much alive. Hold on, alive or active? Do they think that this is a living volcano?
It is. Yes, it's moving.
No, it's active.
How many hearts does a volcano have?
Are you asking Google?
Google. No, hey. It didn't work. Speaking of, remember when you tried that out on my device? It still asks me now whether I want to change my voice print. I've been having issues really? With that. Yeah, thanks a
Just
lot.
Just because I tried once?
Thanks a lot.
We'll get to that later. Krispy Kreme Donuts, your favorite donut company, agreed to be acquired by a unit of JAB Holding Company for about $1.35 billion, a deal that would make the donut maker private.
Hold on. I think I have a donut in the kitchen. You
what?
You
a Krispy Kreme donut?
No. I will be right back.
Oh, well, then it doesn't matter.
You tell the listener about this story, and I'm going to go see if I have a donut.
All right. As I battle my allergies, it is the latest in a series of deals for JAB Holding, which has been aggressively buying up food, retail, and consumer products companies in recent years, including the roughly $13.9 billion acquisition of a single-serve coffee machine maker Keurig Green Mountain in late 2015. Oh, my voice. JAB Holding is offering $21 a share for the donut company, a 25% premium to Krispy Kreme's Friday close. In a news release on Monday, the company said that Krispy Kreme will continue to be independently operated from its current headquarters in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Coffee has been a key theme for JAB Holding. The company has been buying up coffee makers and coffee chains all over the world, including Caribou Coffee Company, Pete's Coffee and Tea, the Danish coffee bar chain Barresso Coffee, A/S. All right, so JAB Holding just really wants to control breakfast, I guess, at this point. It was a good sound effect as my fiance leaves and mm-hmm. my door squeaks.
Yeah,
that was entered. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Except the illusion is ruined now because I just explained it.
Here's donut. So I've got.
I don't think that's a nickname you want.
That's fine. Do you think I could face swap with a donut?
You should totally put googly eyes on a donut and then face swap with it.
No, they're alphabet-y eyes, but that's fine.
All right. Can I get the last story here before we?
Yeah, go ahead.
Jump into the donut.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, but I want to eat it. Can I eat it?
No, you can't eat it yet. Just let me get through this last story.
Oh, so good.
Spotify announces 12 original shows launching before the end of 2016. Hmm. Now, this sounds kind of weird, right? Spotify shows. What does that mean? The shows will surround music and pop culture in general and be, quote, centered around three main themes. Here we go. Music performances, music profiles, and music culture, with episodes lasting up to 15 minutes each. I don't know why that matters. The new video offering comes about a year after Spotify began showcasing clips from Comedy Central, ESPN, and MTV within the app. Now the company intends to get into the original programming game with new shows like, here we go. This is actually what I think is the best. The show is called Landmark, and it's a documentary series about detailing important moments in music history, and Rush Hour, which will force two artists to quickly collaborate on a set list of songs that they must then perform live. That sounds awesome.
What?
It's like music plus Chopped.
What?
That's so cool, right?
Oh! Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Except when they say Rush Hour, I mean, I get it. It's like, oh, you got to rush and you only have an hour and you have to make the set list of songs. But I feel like it all has to be themed around the band Rush.
Oh.
Now, that would be kind of cool, too.
Whatever you're doing, however much coffee you had today, double that tomorrow.
All right, Kyle. And those are your headlines. Go ahead and donut away.
All right. Do you go frosting up or frosting down? Is it frosting?
Up.
Or
up.
Hold on.
Frosting up. What are you, crazy?
Well, I'm not I'm not crazy. I'm wondering, because I like eating my hamburgers upside down.
What?
I like eating my hamburgers upside down.
What?
That's almost exactly the same. Do it again.
What? I guess it's different inflection.
A little
there,
bit,
Kyle.
Yeah. What? Okay, anyway.
What about a hamburger with donuts? How do you make that?
That's they've done that with Krispy Kreme. Speaking
upside
of Krispy
down,
Kreme,
right side up,
upside down cake means it's brought to you by Feed Press.
And take a big guy in the giant. Feed Press is RSS feed analytics and podcast file hosting in a simple, intuitive, and unified dashboard. VPress features.
Oh my gosh, you can't do this.
Powerful subscriber and podcast download tracking, integrated newsletters, automated publishing, and popular social networks like Twitter and Facebook. And a slick drag and drop podcast hosting interface, it is everything you need in order to submit an optimized feed to iTunes. Oh, it's really cakey.
They've got, Kenny, 250 megabytes of flexible file storage in their RSS feed analytics and podcast hosting platform that rolls over monthly, so you can easily upload 4-hour-long episodes per month. I feel like my mouth is sweating. Upgrading storage is easy and affordable, starting at a flat rate of just $20 for 1 gigabyte. You can upload a whole bunch of episodes with 1 gigabyte. Go to feed. Do this. Hey. Do this. Go to feed.press/morningshow. Sign up. Try it for 14 days. No contracts.
And no commitment. Use promo code morningshow during checkout. You get 10% off. 10% off. Your first year. A huge thing.
Oh my gosh, are you choking on the donut?
I might. There's no one here to save me.
So wait, I have to listen to you choke to death? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Wait.
A treat for the live listeners, but it'll never get released because you'd be dead.
I'll let you release it. It's okay.
I wouldn't have any way. I have to drive down there and get all your files.
You just sign into FeedPress. You put the file up there, and then you post the episode. It's that simple, Kenny. It's that simple.
And then I arrange the funeral.
That's right. Feed.press/morningshow today to arrange your funeral. Sign up and try it. 14 days. No contracts, no commitments. Use a promo code morningshow during checkout. You'll get 10% off for your first year. A huge thanks to FeedPress for the support of Morning Show and the Good Stuff Broadcasting Network.
Oh, my gosh.
It's more like a cake.
Than anything else.
Uh-huh.
But the chocolate
Where is it from?
So this is from... I went inside a market, a Japanese market, called Mitsuha. They're down here in Southern California. Because I got ramen for dinner last night. And that was really good. So it was like a hot soup, and nothing makes me want a donut more than hot soup. So I got hot soup, and then I got a donut. I didn't eat the donut immediately, the meads. I put it straight into the cupboard, and then I mean
cupboard.
Yeah, I mean it today. You don't want to put a donut in the refrigerator, right?
I guess you're right. So you need like a bread box.
Well, it is kind of bready. It's more. I got to take a photo of this. I have to send this to you because...
Well, you're going to have to post it online.
Yeah.
Just send it to me. You're going to have to post... This is a big part of the episode now, Kyle.
Do-do-do-do-do.
I mean, you're kind of jumping the gun here. I guess you could call this Donut Tuesday.
Yeah, it's... I'm okay with... Well,
I want donuts now, dude.
I know. Yeah. You like the donuts? Yeah.
Although, I don't think I could eat donuts like that dude that ate, what was it, a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts in under 30 seconds?
Yeah, that's right. 30. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God.
No, I think it was 35 seconds.
Is he dead?
No.
Is he alive?
No.
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 Not, and we have a morbid
none
show.
None of those.
Donuts and death.
That's right. Kenny. How did the Dum Dum get its name? How did you get your name, Kenny?
Okay. Kyle.
The Dum Dum. Do you like Dum Dums? Dum Dum?
Sure, Kyle.
Dum I like Dum Dum. Dum, dum.
No, I.
Dum Dum. Perfect. Dum Dum.
You're welcome.
Perfect. That took you too long to actually get to the sound effect, though.
Hold on. I we only need two of them. Here we go.
Dum dum.
Okay. How Kenny, how did the
dum dum
get its name?
That's pretty good. I like that you kind of came to that conclusion there during the show.
Well,
that's good. I like that.
I guess two for you, two for me. Wait, no, one what? For you. Yeah, so two dumbs for you, one
dumb
for me. Kenny.
Anyway, Kyle, I like dumbs.
Okay, I'm playing this out.
They were one of the good treats that you got when you went around trick or treating, right?
Yeah,
you'd get the massive array of dumb flavors. You know, I think the root beer was my favorite.
Yes, I agree. The thing with this donut. The chocolate tastes like leather.
Oh, leather.
So if you can imagine
like chocolate jerky.
Yeah. Like, well, no, like if you can imagine taking a bite out of a purse that has like a purse around a baguette, maybe like if you wrapped a baguette in leather.
Choking on coffee.
Mm-hmm. And then you ate it.
If I wrapped a purse around a baguette, is that what you just said?
Yeah. You're just taking it home for later.
You're hurting my face, dude.
So this the Dum Dums, excuse me, the
Dum Dum
came from Akron Candy Company in Bellevue, Ohio, in 1924. Not
Akron, Ohio.
Nope, Akron Candy Company in Bellevue, IC Bar. The early
IC TV.
I know IC Bar. ICUP. The early sales manager of the company named the ball-shaped candy on a stick and figured dum-dums was a word that any child could say.
Wow. That's the way he came up with that word.
Mm-hmm.
See, Mr. IC Barr was right.
Dum-dum.
You can say it, too.
All right. Do I need to get through the next facts as you eat a donut?
Kenny, the sleepiest animal in the world is you.
That's true.
Because you're a koala.
But a close second. No, the close second is the koala.
Oh, that's true. The koala sleeps 22 hours a day. And then after
that's insane.
The sloth.
22 hours a day. Hold on. Do they live on Mercury?
Yeah!
I knew you were going to say it. I just waited for it.
Perfect.
Oh, God, I lost my donut.
I got it.
Oh, we have a new soundbite.
I got it.
Kyle, this is terrible. It tastes like coffee.
Mm-hmm. How long do you think the sloth sleeps?
How long does the sloth sleep?
Well, I'm looking at the number, but I would guess less than a koala.
That is correct. They are number two at 20 hours. Armadillo and opossum. They are tied at 19 hours.
Why is it opossum and not just possum? I don't get it.
I'm going to look it up.
What is
it?
Okay, so will I.
It's 17th century possums are known as opossums. Cat-sized common opossum of North, Central, and South America. They're originally from Virginia. So ope means white, and opossum, or awesome? Awesome. Awesome means dog. Of course it does.
So it's a white dog?
White dog.
That's stupid.
Blame the early 17th century Virginian knights.
All right, you Virginian knights.
Did you know that a hamster sleeps 14 hours a day?
Well, yeah, they run a lot and then they get tired and they gotta sleep.
That's right. They're busy generating electricity. Oh, I totally regret eating this donut. Oh boy. I've got another donut.
I actually am really, really interested in this next fact because sure. I've always had this thought.
So, Kenny, when did they move the goal posts to the back of the end zone in the foosball?
In American football?
I don't know
exactly when, but there was, I guess there was an instance where they just they did it, right? It wasn't gradual. They just were like, we don't like it in the front. Let's move to the back.
That's right. Yes. Goalposts were originally kept on the goal lines. So if you see those old timey videos where the people run into the goalposts as they enter the end zone, that's bad. Very bad. But after, of course, they began to interfere with play, as you would assume they would, they moved back to the end lines, I guess is what they're called, at the very edges of that field in 1927, where they remained in college football ever since. So in college football, 1927 was when they moved those goalposts. Now, the NFL's different, though.
Of course.
Back in 1932, they actually moved them back to that goal line instead. And then they kept them there from 1932 until 1974.
Wow. So 74.
Terrifying. Why you would go from college ball to the NFL and then realize, oh, wait a second.
There's a giant post in the middle of the...
I need to avoid this gigantic metal pole.
Right.
That's a game in itself. I hate that.
Oh, yeah. It's a game inside the game.
Douche. That's a game in a game. Speaking of a segment in a segment, Kenny, it is time for us to talk about a spectacular national day that I feel like I've been celebrating already.
Oh, my.
Today's...
Oh, no.
Today's national day, that's a really long one, is National Shrimp Day.
I don't think anyone's ever said that's a long one when they talk about shrimp, though.
Maybe. Dum-dum. National Shrimp Dum-dum Day.
Dum-dum.
Ew, shrimp dum-dums?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be awful. That'd be
lovely. Kenny, the pistol.
I have to blow my nose.
I think we're talking about shrimp as a food. Now, I'm not totally sure, but we can cover some shrimp facts, if you would. The pistol shrimp, which I believe is a shrimp with one arm, can deliver an explosive attack hotter than the surface of the sun and loud enough to rupture a human eardrum.
That's made up, right?
No. Pistol shrimp. Looking it up right now.
Oh. Are you okay?
I'm okay. It's just my entire being is covered in chocolate right now. There are more than 1,119 species of shrimp.
Oh.
That is a lot of shrimp.
I've eaten half of them.
That's right. So it's not hard to believe that one carries a gun around with it and produces an explosive attack hotter than the surface of the sun.
That's insane. I think that's just relative.
Relative to the sun. Yeah. It's basically the mercury shrimp.
Mercury shrimp.
Every shrimp, Kenny, is actually born male, and some develop into females. I don't know if you have to convince them or if there's some sort of, outer stimulus that changes that, like factory farming.
Well, that's kind of like, I mean, when humans are made, when they're gestating and developing inside.
Are we in the Matrix? What is this?
Yes, inside of their mother pod.
Okay.
Don't they all start out as one gender? And then if it's the correct chromosome count, it actually changes the gender.
I am not a biologist.
You have a biology minor.
I am not a professional chef. I'm not that either.
Oh, that's not okay. No. We're not eating babies here.
I am not a professional human chef. Kenny, some shrimp are actually capable of glowing in the dark.
That's cool.
So
when I eat them.
So far, we're basically finding that shrimp are superheroes.
Are the most interesting animal ever.
Yes.
The most interesting animal in the world. Oh,
are you donut drunk?
Kenny, shrimp can vary in size from half an inch to 12 inches.
Okay, are the 12-inch shrimp, like, scary?
Yeah!
Because that's what I imagine.
All right.
A scary monster shrimp.
12-inch shrimp.
Maybe not the best thing to search for this morning.
No, I have safe search turned on. Oh. It's fine. It's good. AOL. Let's go to AOL.com. Man catches 18-inch long shrimp.
18?
Yeah, 18.
Huh?
There is no image, so and the menu is going over the top of this. Let's see. Giant shrimp. Clicking on this one. Let's see. Oh, okay. It's from USA Today. Copying the image address and then finding your window to send this directly to you.
Please send it. I got the link. Whoa.
Right.
Holy cow.
What?
Oh, that's a hot dog.
This is like the shrimp that feeds off nuclear waste.
Yes. Yes.
This is like Shrimp Godzilla.
Shrimpzilla.
Shrimpzilla. And he's using a tiny fishing pole, too. Look at that thing.
Yeah. It's, well, you know, they're not. They can be gigantic, but they're not that bright. Unless they're glow in the dark. And then they're very bright.
Insane.
Kenny, in some areas. In some areas. Have you had a live shrimp before?
Have I had live shrimp?
Yeah, like you
eaten it.
You eat it.
No, I've never eaten live shrimp.
Mm.
I
think
that's like the eyeballs are looking at me like, kill me.
Yeah.
Ow.
Well, you can, in some areas, shrimp is served with the head on, and it's considered a delicacy. You suck out the brains.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That's a big shrimp fest.
That's a delicacy right there.
Oh, that's a hot dog.
That's right.
Okay.
So I don't know if this is actually here. Where am I going? I'm going to get the book
because we had some issues this morning, trying to figure out whether this was in fact National Shrimp Day. Now Google says it is Tuesday,
today,
May 10th, National Shrimp Day.
Right.
But the place that we usually go to said it was National Liver and Onions Day, and they said May 9th was National Shrimp Day. So I'm going to go to a printed book.
Okay.
And we're going to see, in fact, according to a published source, what today actually is. And I'm totally stalling. Enchiladas, diet, lamb, 10th. National Shrimp Day.
There you go.
Did you know, Kenny, many shrimp start their lives as males and end their lives as females?
Wait, hold on. Wait. So the majority of shrimp are actually switching? Is that what it's saying?
Did you know that I covered the same fact twice, written two different ways, and it completely changed the meaning?
Yeah, it does.
Cool. So that was dumb. Hey. I'm gonna give you more music, and then I'm gonna move us on, Kenny, to an upvote downvote segment. Are you ready to do that? I'm excited.
I am totally ready.
Let's do it.
Do it.
That's right. We're gonna read some popular and trending stories. Some of them submitted to upvote.morningshow.am. That's right. Upvote. UPVOTE.
Spelling in the morning with Kyle and Kenny.
Dot morning show dot am is where you're going to want to go. You can submit them there, or some of these are, you know, just ones I found myself, Kenny. Google wants to inject a smart lens into your eyeball with a Google needle.
Okay, everything about that sentence is okay except for the word inject.
Smart lenses may be making headlines, but Google wants to take things a bit further.
Wants to take things a bit further.
That's right. My tongue was stuck to my teeth. That's how much chocolate is of the donut. In my mouth.
Yeah. At least it wasn't a shrimp donut. I just made myself throw up in my mouth.
I've got a spicy curry donut outside. You want me to go get that?
No, you shouldn't try to do any more donuts this morning.
I think it's filled with shrimp, potentially.
Oh, gosh.
Kenny, the company just filed a patent for a lens that is injected into your eyeball. What do you think? Would you inject your eyeball with something? Do you
like... Is this supposed to be...
Touching your eyeball?
Is this supposed to be like Google Glass contacts? Is that the idea here?
So, let's say this. If it could permanently correct my vision and augment that vision with some sort of HUD, sign me up. I'm totally in for that.
Would be too.
If it also disintegrated after like 5 years, I would still be into it.
Now, what if the success rate was under 50%?
For whether or not my eye would work afterwards?
That's correct.
Oh my gosh. No.
Still take... Okay, so you wouldn't take the chance. It'd have to be... What would be the percentage of success rate that you would tolerate? Come on.
95.
Wow, you have high standards.
I just need that standard deviation. That's all.
What if you were one of the only people with this technology?
So it would be 100% potentially?
Well, no, what I'm saying is... Well, I guess you would be one of... If it worked, you would be the 100% success rate. I guess that's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But what if they told you going into it...
Oh, we wouldn't know.
You know what? This is like half and half.
That's right.
But you're going to be the only guy with perfect vision and a heads-up display. I would totally do that.
Yeah.
Upvote this and totally do that.
Can it record my dreams and aspirations?
Although this does remind me, there's a level or a challenge in that game Dead Space 2 where you have to perform eye surgery on yourself.
What?
A needle has to go into your eyeball. And if you mess up,
In the game.
Yes.
Oh.
It just completely devastates your skull and you explode.
Oh, cool. And then you just, reboot? Restart?
I gotta look this up. Hold on.
Okay, I don't think this is real. I think you had a dream. Fever dream. And this happened. Did you perform eye surgery on yourself while you played a video game? It's bad, bad. Bad, 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 bad.
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna find this. This is insane. iPoke machine. Open a new tab.
So you think that this is a good idea? I do too, in general. We need to see more of this. I guess this all falls under the Verily alphabet company right now, the Verily umbrella.
Verily umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and watch that video.
Okay, will do. Okay, let's watch it.
And I want you to react.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
In real time here.
Step one.
All right. So what's happening?
He's crawling in an avatar machine. He looks like Colonel Shepard. Thing is grabbing his head. And someone is singing a thing. And okay, he opened his eyeballs. A laser is now touching his eyeball. He doesn't know what's happening. He looks surprised. Why does he look so surprised? Why is he looking around? Look up! No, look up! He's looking around a needle is also in the laser now, and it's poking his eyeball, and it's going into his eyeball, and it's going farther into his brain, and he's learning things, kind of like reverse Matrix, but through the front, I guess.
Okay.
Now his eye is bleeding. He looks like he's in pain a little bit. But now he only has one eye open, and he's kind of... Everything's blurry and moving around a bit. But okay. He can see... Nicole. He can see sound.
Where are you?
He's looking
that's
for...
That's awesome.
He's looking for Nicole.
If that's what the Google thing does, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Follow the light, Isaac. I'll be waiting for you at the marker.
And now he's having a... an experience here.
Okay. So this one didn't show what happens when it goes wrong, right?
That is correct. This is... And he just put on a helmet. And okay. This is what happens if you screw up, apparently. So,
I'll move out. Cross my heart and come to die.
Okay. The needle or the laser is on his face. So this is controlled by the user, you're saying? By the person playing the game?
Yeah, I think you have to do something very specific to make sure it works.
All right.
If you mess up, this is what happens.
The guy is really looking around. I mean, looking way around. Oh, God! No.
Happy Tuesday. that clip will be in the show notes, so all of you guys can watch it, and hopefully you don't have the same violent reaction that Kyle did. So if that's what happens when Google injects your eyeball, Kyle, what would you do then? Like the guy, like there's a long line. There's a guy in front of you, and he gets that treatment. What would you do? Would you run away screaming?
I'm about to run away screaming right now.
Ah, okay.
Oh my goodness, that's a lot of macadamia nuts.
Kenny, a B. We need to move on. We upvoted that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Kenny, a B pulls a nail out of a brick wall. This bee's name is Arnold, or Arnold, and it's strong enough to pull a nail out of a brick wall.
Sorry, I was blowing my nose. That's insanity.
Please watch this video. Look at this. Please watch the video right now. This will be over in our show notes, as Kenny mentioned, or I believe as well it is over at the morning upvote morning show .am. So
what? How is this thing doing that?
It was loose, a bit.
Yeah, it's loose, but what torque is this thing using?
It's using its legs, or it's using its
grubby chili fingers. Yeah,
to get that, get that nail out of that brick wall. First of all, why is a nail in a brick wall?
That was my first question as well.
And the title of this video says, "Bionic Bee." Pulls nail out of wall. What? What about the, what? Why is this bee bionic? Because of the alliteration?
Maybe.
Bionic badoo badoo.
Badoo badoo. Bop bop.
Beep beep beep. Bionic bee. Bop bop. Bop bop. Bionic bee. So, do you like this video? You gonna vote it?
I'd upvote this one. Yeah.
Right.
But I don't like the idea that it's a bionic bee. I much rather it be just a regular super strong Arnold bee.
So do we let it be? Or?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let it be.
Kenny, taste the rainbow. Glass gem corn. Yeah.
Glass gem corn?
I'm Kyle Glass Gem Corn.
What is this?
This is over on geekology.com, and it's a corn varietal with different colored kernels.
Whoa.
It looks like rainbow corn, basically.
No, this looks like jelly bellies on a corn cob.
Shouldn't we call it unicorn?
No, unicorn is what... Unicorn is what yellow corn is, Kyle, because it's all one color. Unit. One.
No. The brand is called Unicorn.
Oh, I see.
Because it's rainbow. You get it. You kick it.
I guess.
You can get a pack of 50 seeds for you to grow this yourself. So, Aaron L.M. Goodwin, please grow us some glass gem rainbow unicorn.
And we'll eat it on the show.
We will totally eat it on the show.
I'm going to upvote this one because this is awesome. But I also want to cover the tags that this article is tagged
with. Okay, please. Let's do that.
Number one, colors. Number two, eye candy. Number three, food. Number four, holy smokes. Number five, I feel like I'm eating rubies. Number six, I would eat that. Number seven, it's just so pretty. I'm going to stop numbering these. Man, I would totally cook those on the grill while throwing back some beers. Hashtag pretty, hashtag rainbow, hashtag spicing it up, hashtag taste the rainbow, hashtag that looks so fun, hashtag vegetables, hashtag with --, you're supposed to be yellow. That's so dumb.
I'm gonna kick you off this podcast right now.
Dumb.
Mm-hmm.
dum dum.
No.
Ruined.
I like this. Please grow it. And related to something you might do while eating some unicorn. Edible nail polish. This was sent in to us, of course, on upvote.morningshow.am by our very own Aaron L.M. Goodwin. Nail polish that exists and tastes like fried chicken.
So as if you had just eaten some fried chicken, or does it taste like fried chicken?
When you eat it, it tastes like fried chicken. It is new edible nail polish.
Oh, I don't think I like that.
Developed by KFC, the concept to create interest around their company in Hong Kong, which is, I guess, the only place where you can get this nail polish available for purchase.
Okay.
and put it on your own fingers.
Okay.
The idea, I guess, is not to wear chicken, but to wear something that is edible for later, save it for later. There's two flavors. Here you go. Okay. These are probably terrible choices. Hot and spicy nail polish or original recipe nail polish.
Okay. Now, I will say this, Kyle. I'll admit, I have a habit of biting my nails.
Okay.
My fingernails.
So you would like this.
Well, right. That begs the question. Mm-hmm. Would that only make me bite my fingernails more because they taste like chicken? Because that would be terrible.
Yes.
I would be biting them until they're gone. People would go crazy. I don't think this is a good idea.
Would you want to get into the meat, maybe, if your fingers kind of, you know, smell like it a little bit and you're used to just going to town on your nails?
That's a good sound effect there. But no, this might be a terrible idea for the people who already have that habit.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess people in Hong Kong, if you're listening, if you bite your nails already, don't do this.
Right.
But it might get you to start biting your nails if you don't already.
Right.
Oh, KFC just wants people with really short nails. They're tired of getting scratched.
I would use the nail polish. I would paint other things with this nail polish.
Oh, okay. Like what?
Like fake fried chicken. Like when you go into a model home and they've got fried chicken out on the table.
Or plastic food.
Oh, yeah, plastic fried chicken on the table.
Yeah. Sure.
You paint it, and it smells real. And it's actually edible if you lick to the outside. But you lick the outside. That's what you do.
Okay.
Hot and spicy.
Oh, no. That's a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to... Oh, I'm so close to downvoting this. Okay, fine.
I have good ideas to do other things with it, but for general purpose, downvote.
I agree. Well, Kenny, that means then that we're moving on to a record of the day.
Perfect.
Let's do it. Each day, we scoutboard the internet, looking for people willing to take on the world records that no one cares about. We'll mention one record each day this week, and then vote on Friday to decide which is the best record of the week. I'm ready.
I'm good.
Let's. Today's record, we'll make this quick. Is the longest time balancing 11 highlighters on your chin.
Whoa! Like stacked on top of each other, right?
That's right. Brian Pankey balanced 11 interconnected highlights.
Pankey? No.
He balanced 11.
Change your name, bro.
Come on. Don't judge. Don't judge. Balanced 11 interconnected highlighters on his chin for 50.44 seconds. And he performed this entire record on his knees.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So you can watch the video. That'll be in the show notes, of course. You want to watch him do this? 50 seconds worth of
Brian? I just have it going on in the background.
Okay.
Hello, my name
is Brian.
I like,
he says hello. His name is Brian.
I'm going to try to do the most of my chin while on my knees at 1, 2, 3.
Now, I think he's on his knees mostly so that he stays in frame.
Also because...
And so you don't move, I guess?
11 highlighters, that's a lot. That's pretty tall.
It's wiggling.
Yep, he's trying to find the balance. Once he finds the balance, he can put it on his chin.
Oh, okay, here we go. 40 seconds, 50 seconds. Come on, Brian. Come on, Brian. Tip over.
I will say, though, Kyle, I like that one of the related records is most Justice catalog models mustached in 1 minute.
Time. You have to beat my time.
Is he talking?
I think he was talking with the highlighters on his chin.
Why do the highlighters give him a British accent?
You got to beat my time.
Yeah.
Master Wayne.
So we're watching him now, and he's just very, very silent. So there you go.
Okay, there you go. This is pretty cool, though. I will say that's a good record, I think.
Going to be pretty close here, voting on the record of the week. We'll talk about that. Well, it's a surprise. You'll see. It'll be on not Friday. So that's fine. Hey, who cares? Nobody cares.
Teaser.
That's right, Kenny. Let's move on to some Tuesday trivia.
All right, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. Just relax and answer them as simply as you can.
We're going to do this trivia quiz, Kenny, with for you.
Mm-hmm.
With for you. That's right. It is the only true fan of, quote, The Office can get more than 75% on this quiz. So are you a true fan? Yes, no, maybe, perhaps.
I am a true fan.
That wasn't really a question. Kenny, number one, who does Michael accidentally hit with his car in the parking lot?
Meredith.
I don't even need to give you the potential answer. So let's see.
Maybe that's the way we play this. You don't give me multiple choice. I just have to answer it. Maybe let's find out.
Number two, on the night Pam got really drunk at the Dundies and kissed Jim, what did she win her Dundee for?
Whitest sneakers.
Okay, wow. Number three, according to Prison Mike, what is the worst thing about prison?
The Dementors.
I don't like where this is going. Number
Dementors.
Four. What? Yeah, no, I got it. You got it right.
Okay.
What is the name of the company Ryan sets up that sends messages to all of your devices at once?
Woof.
Number five.
True fan.
What's in the giant pot that Kevin drops all over the office floor?
Chili. I like this game.
Number six. What does Michael pick as his username when he signs up for an online dating site?
Little kid lover. Because then people really know what he likes.
Number seven. How long had Jim and Pam been dating when he bought her engagement ring?
Oh... I think 2 weeks.
So is it a day, a week, or a month?
Oh, let's say a week.
I don't know how to do something with weeks. Yeah, okay, all right. Number eight. What is the name of the senator who Angela marries but is actually gay and has an affair with Oscar?
Yeah, that was the later seasons. That wasn't so great.
Mm-hmm. It's the guy from Heroes.
Right, it's Heroes guy. Mm-hmm. Isn't it like Senator Ogden?
So there's Robert.
Oh, Robert.
Richard or Randy.
No, Robert.
Number nine. What is Aaron's real name?
Kelly.
Number 10. When Jim thinks Michael is eating ice cream for breakfast, what is he actually doing?
Oh, he's eating, it's like mayonnaise and olives.
That is exactly what he's doing. Number 11, which country does Toby move to when he leaves his job at Dunder Mifflin?
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica is correct.
And he breaks his neck.
Number 12. Andy performs in an amateur production of which musical which he then
Sweeney Todd
kind of da-da-da. That's right. His phone went off constantly. Nice work. Right. Oh boy. Number 13. What does Dwight call Justin Bieber?
Justice Beaver.
Number 14. What is the name of Angela's cat, which Dwight kills by putting it in the freezer?
Sprinkles.
How is that possible? How is it possible that you know this? Number 15. When everyone tries to get Meredith to admit to being an alcoholic at the Moroccan Christmas party, what does she actually admit to being addicted to?
I think it's porn.
Number 16.
It's awful.
According to Dwight, nostalgia is one of the greatest human weaknesses, second only to what?
Oh, I don't know this one.
Emotion, the eyes, the neck.
I don't know. A, emotion? I got one wrong. There you go.
It's the neck.
Probably one of the later seasons.
That's right. It's the neck. Hey, we're going to stop the quiz right there.
It was sudden death until right. I got one wrong.
Yep, because you got one wrong. So you
how many more questions are left?
There were three more questions.
We'll do them another time.
Yeah, four. Four more questions.
That's too many questions.
I know. It's almost like 21, almost.
Woo!
But it's not actually that many. So I'm thoroughly impressed.
You're kind of in awe, but also kind of disturbed by how well my knowledge of
very, very, the Office. Very, like, sort of impressed, but mostly scared and also curious because how many times have you watched that?
Less than Frasier.
That's not a good measure of anything in life at all.
I don't know, Kyle. I can't count.
Okay. All right, fine. Well, just don't. I hope the listeners enjoyed that because
I hope so too.
I have no idea what even to do with it. You can, of course, take that quiz yourself if you'd like. You can take the remainder of those questions over at goodstuff.fm/morningshow. And we are on one of the later episodes, you know, most recent, I guess, is what you want.
Latest.
You can also check out some other great shows on goodstuff.fm. Today is the season 7 premiere of Three Guys.
Yeah.
Three Questions.
Yeah.
Woo! Get ready for it. Where's here? I'm going to have a good, really good one for them.
Yeah!
Because that sound is from that show. So enjoy.
Yeehaw!
That's right.
What?
Go listen today. You can also email the show. People are sending in their audio Pictionary drawings over at Kyle@goodstuff.fm is the email address. You can send in questions, concerns, complaints, your audio Pictionary. If you don't want anybody else in public to see, that's fine. It's good. I appreciate it. We're also on Twitter, goodstufffm, and morning show AM, the FM and the AM. Mm-hmm. I think that's what Mercury has. One side is AM, one side's FM. You can rate the show on iTunes. That's right. Mm-hmm. We would love to know what you think. And a huge thanks to FeedPress for supporting this episode. Which is coming in right here underneath 1 hour. We hope you have a great Tuesday. I know I will. We'll see you back here, tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Let's do it. Goodbye.
See you later.